USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more for everyday goods and services, leading some to fear an impending inflation crisis. One of the examples of increased prices is gasoline. But Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm assures on NBC's Meet the Press that prices won't stay high forever.
The Energy Information Agency has said that it's very volatile, but yep. They said that by the beginning of December, the prices should come down at the pump to $3.05. We'll see if that actually happens, but they are the best objective data that we have.
Critics argue the Biden administration's policies on energy, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, are contributing to rising gas prices. President Biden spending his last day at the G20 summit in Rome today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the fight for cheaper prescription drugs and the expansion of Medicare continues. The self-described socialist from Vermont telling CNN that progress is being made regarding the human infrastructure bill and that he hopes to add better Medicare to legislation before it goes up for a vote to the House. Now that the Taliban is in control of Afghanistan, they're starting to make some requests, as we hear from Brad Bernards in the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau.
The Taliban called on the United States and other countries on Saturday to recognize their government in Afghanistan, saying that a failure to do so and the continued freezing of Afghan funds abroad would lead to problems not only for the country, but for the world. No country has formally recognized the Taliban government since the insurgents took over the country in August.
Countless Americans remain in Afghanistan stranded by the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were requiring her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but right. I am absolutely anti-mandate. These are wrong. It violates bodily autonomy. When we allow corporations or governments to tell us what is best for our health, that is a scary place to be.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Florida is suing the federal government to stop the vaccine mandate aimed at federal contractors. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.